I see some mighty curious looks on some faces out there tonight. And rightly so, I guess, because it's been a long time since I got up here and tried to do this. In fact, it was back in Jason Cicero's day. That's been a long time ago. I've only did it twice, so you'll have to bear with me tonight. I started to get up here without any notes, but Barrett had got to wearing herself almost to death, so I didn't want her to get sick. So I made a couple of notes here, and I'll be looking at those occasionally. I guess I better let you know a little bit what I'm going to talk about here tonight. Keep you from thinking I'm getting up here telling a big story or something. I got my thoughts from a song that I heard many years ago. And that song, I don't know who wrote it and I don't know who sang it. But the song had a good message in it. And it brought some thoughts to my attention when I thought about presenting an invitation to that. The title of that song is Dust on the Bible. Some of you probably heard that song before. It's got a good message in it if you listen to it in its entirety. So what I want to do tonight, or what I plan to do, if things goes well, is to start off quoting a few lines from that song in the kind of a form of a recitation. And then, as Paul Harvey would say, we'll get into the rest of the story. We'll start off like this. I went to a home one day to visit some friends of mine. I noticed all their books and magazines, but not a Bible could I find. So I asked them for their Bible, and when they brought it, what a shame. The dust was covered over it, and there wasn't a fingerprint plain. Well, I just stood there looking at that Bible for a moment. And I felt my vision begin to blur. And then a tear trickled down my cheek. I finally got my composure, and I looked at my friends, and this is what I said. My friends, let me tell you something about this book. Let's dust the Bible off of it, and I want to tell you all about it. You see, the Bible was written many, many, many years ago. This Bible has been read by more people and it has sold more copies than any other book in the world. You might say, why? Well, that is because it contains the prophecies of God. And of the things that are come in the past, that come in the future, rather. It tells of the coming of Christ, his teachings, his suffering, his death, and his burial and resurrection. It also has a plan of salvation for us. The greatest promise in this book today, if we will study it, learn all about it, see what it has to say, and then obey, is that God has promised us in a home in eternity with Him someday. Now, let me challenge you with something. Let's all take a look into our spiritual status tonight. Take a very serious look at it. Do you find yourself lacking? If we answer that question truly, I think we would all say yes. Now, we can find all kind of excuses. For not attending worship service, there's excuses, and then there's valid reasons. There's more excuses than there is valid reasons. So, just to think about a few of those excuses, can think about the time that we spend reading the Bible. Do you take all the time that you have available to look into God's Word and to study it? Or have you done like these fictitious friends that I spoke of a moment ago and laid your Bible aside and let it collect dust? I hope not. A lot of people use excuses, and there's none that's valid. We find ourselves saying that our children are involved in school activities, and we need to see that they get there to participate. They're the quarterback on a ball team, or they're first chair in the band, something of that nature. We also use our children as an excuse. We'll say that, my child's cutting the teeth tonight, so they're a little bit fretful, and I don't want to take them in and disturb other people in the assembly. So one of us needs to stay home with him, but both parents stay home. That's kind of sad. Then we have vacation. Oh, boy, this is a good one. Do you take a vacation from the assembly whenever you go on vacation? You shouldn't. Your first priority should be to find yourself a place to worship when you go on that vacation. You don't worry about how many shoes you need to take or how many bags you need to take. Get out that little thing that you've got that you exercise your thumbs with and use it, and you can find a church in any city that you go to or anywhere you're at. You might say, well, I don't know what they're studying, and so I don't know if they're teaching the truth or not, but we'll just skip and wait till we get back home. That's not the thing to do. I can tell you what they're teaching. They're teaching God's Word. They're singing praises to God. They're taken of the Lord's Supper. And that's what we should do. That's what we should be looking for. That's what God wants us to do. Now, I would ask you to once again look back at your spiritual life and see if this is something that's bothering you. Have you prepared yourself as you should by studying the Bible, learning what it has to say? You know, there's going to be a judgment one of these days. That's one of God's promises. And we're definitely going to be there. And we'll have to give account for this life that we have lived while here on this earth. Are you ready to meet that judgment? If you're not prepared, if you've never obeyed the gospel, then tonight's the time to do it. That's one of the biggest mistakes I ever made in my life, and I've said this before in front of this audience, is waiting till I was up in my 70s before I obeyed the gospel. And when you get that old, you have missed a lot. Your mind is not as sharp as it used to be, and it's hard for you to learn like you did when you were young. Plus, you don't have the promises of God that He's going to wait on you. So tonight is the time, if you haven't obeyed, is to obey. Or if you have obeyed and then fail to, in some aspects, to live up to what God's Word teaches us that we should do, there's provisions for that too. He tells us to repent, and He'll forgive us. So if you're in either of these situations tonight, I ask you to not delay. Come forward tonight as we stand and sing the invitation song.